Colossians, the first chapter. Yeah. It's about walking worthy of the Lord. And I just let the Holy Spirit flow in what he wants to say today. And I want to go into verse second. Well, let's just read the first verse, and I'm going to break it up here because there's some areas that God wants me to bring out today. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen. Colossians, the first chapter, starting with the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints. Everybody say, to the saints. That's to us, isn't it? And faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I just love reading that part. Amen. It just goes to show you how much reverence and Holy Ghost words that they could give to in reverence to what God was saying. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Everybody say, praying always for you. Since we heard your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. Hallelujah. Go with me up to verse 9. This is what the Holy Spirit really brought out to me today. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. See, one of our main objectives in a Sunday morning service is to pray. And pray for the saints. In all manner of prayer. There's all types of prayer. There's a prayer of intercession. There's prayer of faith. There's the prayer of thanksgiving. You know, when you're thanking God, the first thing you need to do when you wake up in the morning is thank God. You're breathing another day. That's a prayer of thanksgiving. Then there's a prayer of worship where you just praise God. How many know that when you start out a day just worshiping God, you automatically just go right into the presence of God? Amen. And I don't know if you know this or not, but by doing that, you keep things off in you from that day, for that day. And when you get attacked, you'll have a stronger anointing that day to fight it off by the power of God. Everybody say, by the power of God. And it goes on, it says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge. Everybody say, knowledge. Of his will. See, half our problem is we don't walk on a daily basis to know what God's will is for that day. And we don't walk in the revelation that God has already given us for that day. Now, I know that when you get a revelation, you should walk in that revelation every day. And I think that we get, as saints, we can get in trouble because we don't walk in that will of the knowledge that we already have. I believe that when we receive a revelation from God, it is expedient that we walk and begin to earnestly move into the revelation that God's given us. Are you all with me? Because isn't that what Jesus said to Peter that day? He said, and upon this rock will I build my church. He said, whom do men say that I am? And Peter said, some of the apostles said, well, some say that thou art Jeremiah or Elias, one of the prophets. Didn't he say that? But Jesus looked at Peter and said, whom do you say that I am? And Peter said, well, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Amen? And Jesus looked straight in Peter's eyes and said, this is that, or he said, blessed are Simon Bar-Jonah. For flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but by my Father who is in heaven. And he said, and upon this rock I will build my church. And, now get this, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, you will not be consumed by it, but by what you know in God through Christ, you will walk in victory. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to walk in victory. In every area of my life. Hallelujah. The scripture says that he always causes us to triumph in all things, in everything. And I'm going to go back to the scripture. He says that you might walk worthy, or let's pick this up here, back up here, that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. See, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Amen? Or the lack of walking in the understanding we have. Hello? Are you up? That you might walk worthy. Now, this is the purpose right here. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto pleasing, all pleasing. How many here want to really please the Lord? Do you know it pleases me to please the Lord? You know, you're not happy. How many here claim to be a born-again Christian? I mean, a true born-again Christian. Did you know you're not going to be pleased unless you please the Lord? You'll never come to contentment until you know you're in where you're... Yeah, that's good for a hand clap right there. It is true, isn't it? And, you know, if we can come to that understanding, we'll get tired of being tired all the time. We'll get tired of being depressed. Children of God should not be depressed. Yes, I know it's a natural thing to be depressed. But you know what? It's not natural for a believer. Yeah, depression will come, but you don't accept it. Depression is a spirit. Once you know that you have a spirit and you live in a body, and you have a soul, your mind and your will and your emotions, you can choose whatever you're going to have. Amen? And you'll have victory in that particular area. Once I got a hold of that, I found out I don't have to be sad no more. And the devil don't, he can't come along and just say, well, I'm going to make you feel bad today. I said, praise God, my days of doom and gloom are over. Amen. Amen. You might get a bad report and you feel bad about it, but you don't have to be depressed. You can go into spiritual warfare and get the joy of the Lord, knowing that we know the finished work. We know the end. We win. Amen. And you know, when people go on to be with the Lord, they receive their ultimate healing. Come on. We should be excited when someone passes that's a believer. We should be in a celebration mode. In fact, I don't even believe in funerals. That's a time to be depressed. I don't want to be depressed. Why should I be depressed? I don't even know why I'm going there. I guess God doesn't want his people to be sad all the time. Amen. I've learned to put on a happy face. Amen. That's not fake. That's faith. Amen. When I get up in the morning, I choose to be blessed that day. Hello? It's all about the revelation we know in Jesus. Amen. But here's the thing about revelation. You can acknowledge that it's true, but not do anything about it. You know, you get back into that scenario. It's not the hearers of the word that are blessed, but the doers. Huh? Huh? And I thoroughly believe in this generation why so many people are going to drugs is because their spiritual life is empty. And they're looking to fill up their spiritual needs through drugging. Drugs has always been a form of worship even since the beginning of time. It's called pharmakia. Amen. Isn't that funny? A doctor's symbol when he's a surgeon is a snake on a stick. You ever wonder how it got there? Jesus was raised up like a snake on the stick. And he became the serpent so we could be healed. See, last week I ministered on being redeemed from the curse of the law. We were redeemed a threefold. We were redeemed from poverty, sickness and disease, and eternal damnation. The word salvation is sozo, which means Nothing missing, nothing broken, and living in abundance. The joy of the gospel is knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? And living it out. That's the fulfillment of it. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Knowing that you've been delivered from sin. That's why I had to learn the curse of the law. Because a lot of believers don't even know what the curse of the law is. If you don't know what the curse of the law is, you don't know what to believe God for to be delivered from it. Hallelujah. Now notice what he says here, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Now somebody need to hear this today, because it's God's desire that you come up in the Lord and be pleasing in every area of your life. Amen. Being fruitful in every good work. Everybody say, look at your neighbor and say, every good work. wouldn't it be nice if everything you do glorified God? Huh. And increasing in the knowledge of God. You know, in obeying God to what you know will bring increase in your revelation. God will give you more revelation. The reason why we're not getting more revelation, we seem, you ever feel like you've been stagnant? Because you're not doing what you already know. Oh, come on, preacher. No, I'm not kidding you. I'm serious. Amen. It just seems like when I get up in God and I'm doing all those things that are pleasing to God and I'm just getting rid of the flesh. How many like to get rid of the flesh? You do it when you first get up in the morning. Now, I've done this. I say, now, body, you're going to obey God. Amen. Mind, you're going to obey God. How many knows your mind wants to go places you ain't supposed to be? Huh? Yeah. I've obeyed my flesh in my mind. Huh? The Bible says, wake up unto righteousness. He said in Isaiah, righteousness thou shalt be established. See, we want all the good things that God wants in our lives, but we have to operate in all the good things to receive all the things that God has for us in our life. Amen. I heard a guy call it, who is it, one of Kenneth Copeland's partners, blessing blockers. When he said blessing blockers, I seen a blood vein with all these little fatty tissues going through my blood and blocking my blood to go through to the heart. Do you know that's what causes heart attacks? Strokes. See, we got in our lifeline with God, we got blessing blockers that can cut out the very life of God in you. Zoe, life of God in you, is the Greek word for the life of God. The very life of God. Rhema is the revelation, the living revelation that you get a word from God for now. And the flow of the Zoe that comes through your spirit, man, brings to pass your rhema. Talk a little Hebrew and Greek here. Amen. You got some rhema this morning. Amen. Isn't God good? Oh, you can come in here hurting. God will set you up and get you lifted up and say, now, go on, child of mine. Run with it. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Amen. But he says that you might walk worthy of the Lord and unto all pleasing. How many here want to be all pleasing? Let me see your hands again. All right, now God sees that. All right. Being fruitful in every good work, in increasing. That word there needs to be underlined. Increasing. God's all about prosperity. Spirit, soul, and body. total prosperity in the body of Christ is not just money. Money is a byproduct. I like the byproduct. I make friends with the manna that we have in the earth for the glory of God, for the glory of the gospel. You know, my problem with money was I had to get with the right program with it. Because every time I got it out of the will of God, I always did bad things with it. Come on, amen. Amen or oh me. And when God's got a hold of your money, he's got a hold of your heart. I found out that I couldn't never give to God. Are you kidding me? But when I got my heart right with God, I wanted to give to God. You know, because I found out where my life source was. That's a whole new ministry there. I'm not going there. You all know where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Okay. And increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened. Everybody say strengthened. How many knows your strength comes from the Lord? See, there's an anointing that comes on you in your spirit, man, that breaks the yokes that are in your life. And those who wait on God through the knowledge of what he already knows and living that, it will come to pass. The problem is with a lot of believers, they won't walk in the fruits of the Spirit. One of them are patience. Huh? The Bible says, let patience have its perfect work. Having done all to stand therefore. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Amen. I don't like that fainting stuff. Fainting comes when you're overtaken by the issues rather than being overtaken by the revelation. When we allow that, we're saying that that situation is stronger than God. No, it's not. You got to let God be the truth and every man a liar. Isn't that right? I had to say I was already blessed and had abundance before my bank account had anything to say about it. I had to be settled in my heart what I believe in my heart and say with my mouth in order to be financially blessed. I'm going to tell you something. The devil's not going to let you prosper if you don't do it this way. Because he knows how it works. He works it on you. When you go to meditating on the lies of the devil and you get to believing it more, you'll start speaking it out of your mouth and you'll legalize him to do whatever you have fear over doing. You got to allow God's word and your faith to take ascendancy over the situations and everyday life to keep it in check. Every day I quote, my God meets my need according to his riches and glory. I have abundance, my God supplies me abundantly. I give and it's given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give in my bosom. I declared by faith all the way down to was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. When you go against the grain of the flesh, it's going to get mad and it's going to want to say what it says. And if you're used to saying what your flesh says, you'll want to go there. Don't get mad at me just because I'm talking to you. You know. Isn't that right? I said all the way down to, not Branson, but down to the Lake of the Ozarks, I'm going to receive a double portion blessing. I just had it in my spirit, man. I got down there. Within 30 minutes, I had a contract. I didn't even set it up. God did. Amen. Amen. There's something about faith. When you allow faith to take preeminence in your life. Let me tell you something. If you're going to be a true tither, it's going to take faith. You know why? Because most of you don't make enough money to say that you can. Do you think that God's going to build a church with a bunch of people who's got millions of dollars in their bank? No. He's going to build a church with a bunch of people who don't have nothing. Now, he does use millionaires. Don't get me wrong. But in most cases, that's what usually takes place. Somebody comes in here all fired up and God, I'm going to give to God. They start giving on a regular basis and their business gets blessed. We got one right now. His name's Ron. He's one of the strongest tithers in the church. He's only been a part of the church for like 6 months. But he's got so much work, he couldn't even been here today. So you have to pick out your priorities, you know. But, you know, when you're learning, you know, and you see all these $100 bills out there coming at you, you have a tendency to overbook yourself. I've been there. Done that. Amen. When God said he'll pour out a blessing upon you, you can't receive it all. That's true. You'll get in trouble. You ever get in trouble getting blessed? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Wow. Unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. Notice that, patience. I haven't even read that yet. And long-suffering. Did you know that walking in the will of God, you will suffer? The Bible says in this life, you will suffer tribulation. But be of good cheer. Oh, hang on to that. Be of good cheer. Hang on to it. Because the devil come at you. Now, what'd you do wrong now, jerk? Yeah, you know, he'll come and tell you how bad you are, how sad you are. And you ain't this and you ain't that and you're wrong. You know? Oh, yeah. But you know what? I'm not lifting up the devil today. I'm lifting up what's good in God. Amen. You don't listen to that negativism. You don't listen to that stuff. You only listen to what the Word says and what you're standing in faith for. Amen. But it takes a consistency in life and the reprogramming of your life. And where you see yourself go wrong, you just go right. You know, you ever heard go left at the pass? Go right at the pass. Amen? And God will straighten your situation out. He don't give up on you just because you make a mistake one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times. Mine is about 1,000 times. Amen? He doesn't keep count of your sins. He keeps count on all the right things that you do. He says, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill your treasure, says the Lord. That's in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, which is new beginnings. I notice some of your most powerful scriptures are in the 8th verse, even though God didn't write the Bible that way, man did. But he has a way of getting men to write the way he wants them to. Isn't that right? That's why he said, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run on over, shall men give into your bosom. God uses men. Amen. In the earth. Can everybody say amen? And I'm about ready to wrap this up, but I got a few more things to say. Anybody receive anything out of this today? Hallelujah. Strengthened with all might. In other words, that's the anointing and the strength of God. Where you need that strength. God doesn't throw his strength around just so you can, ooh, I got goosey bumps all over me. Don't get me wrong. It's not wrong to feel goosey bumps. But he's given you an anointing so you can speak to that thing and it'll go away. When you get an anointing on you and you can feel it and you know it's on you, how many have felt that anointing? You go to speak into that thing you've been believing God for and tell it to come forward in Jesus' name. Because God knows that your words are focused in line with his words. Amen. God upholds all things by the power of his word. And he releases his ability through your spirit and brings to pass all the good things in your life. Amen. But you will suffer for it. The Bible says that we will receive 100-fold in this life with persecutions. So if the persecutions gets a little heavy, just send up praise. Just send up praise. What else are you going to do about it? Flub it up? I don't think so. I didn't go through all this just to blow it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if you get in a habit, when your enemy comes to you, you just start praising God right in front of him. And he, you know, he's freaking out on you, okay? And you're going, praise God, hallelujah. He's going to go, I'm messing with a kook. Or he might get some of that on him. Say, oh, wait a minute. I'm making a mistake here. You are a child of God, aren't you? Well, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I love you, brother. I've seen that. God could turn your enemies to agree with you. Oh, what a positive message. Because I believe that this year is a year of really pour out God's grace on you. He's just looking for you to be there so you can handle it. Amen. Now notice, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. Give thanks unto the Father which hath made us. Now notice, hath already made us meet. That word is an old English word as to the level we need to be in. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You are, he makes you capable to inherit his will in your life through light. That light is the revelation and the power that boosts you behind it. Amen. What we need to understand that the gospel is for us to have tangibly. It's not such a goody-goody thing that we go and do on Sunday when, oh, I went to church today and I learned how to live. You know what I'm saying? Because there's too much of that stuff going on. You know, it's okay. It's okay to good feel. Oh, I feel good. I went to church. I'm dressed up. And I look good. You know, I don't please God. Amen. I go to church to get clean or keep clean on the inside. And if I'm messed up, I'm going to go there and get fixed. Jesus said, I didn't come for the well. I came for the sick. How many been sick for a while? Yeah. Is it bad to be sick? No, it's not bad. But it's good to recognize where you're at and come to the table and drink freely. He said, he that drinks this water will not thirst anymore. Huh? How many's had their cup full today? Amen. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance. Oh, and I've done preach myself happy here. Of the saints in light who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Oh, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We're in the kingdom of God. What are you hanging around for? Waiting on something. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I'm glad he brought that out there, buddy. Because, boy, I needed forgiveness. I needed it this week. Hallelujah. Let's stand in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.